Red Hot Mariners hosting the Twins at Safeco Field Tuesday, and the M's get right to work in the first. It is two men aboard for Robinson Cano.
Two on, nobody out, and a 1-2 off speed, a fly ball right field and deep. Kepler turns, it's gone. A line drive homer to right field, a 1-2 count. Three batters in, 3-0 Seattle. Now the 1-1, a line drive to right, Kepler to his left. Max won't get it, over his head, finds the wall. Cano rounding third, he will score. Cruz will make third, RBI double, Seager, 4-0 Seattle.
And a pitch. Line drive, left center field, that's not going to be caught. That's going to clear the bases. Zunino in, Dyson in. Heredia being waved in, no throw, double. 8-2 Seattle. And therefore you'd have to bring Castro in. It's a line drive, base hit left field. Valencia scores, Cano down to second base. Cruz with an RBI single, his 46th of the year. Nobody out, first and second. Hit high in the air, right field, Kepler back. Goes on the track to the wall, it's gone.
The Mariners pummel the Twins 12-3. It's their eighth win in 9 games. In that 9-game span, the M's have scored 69 runs. After trailing 5-0 after three, it somehow got worse for the Twins, as baseball's best road team certainly did not resemble it on Tuesday, as Minnesota fell in Seattle by a lopsided 12-3 final. Here is Twin skipper Paul Molitor sharing his thoughts on the loss.
You know, I haven't talked to him post-game yet, but, you know, he came out and he didn't have command early, a couple walks, and then the 3-run homer before you could even blink. And it seemed like he settled down a little bit after that, but, you know, he walked 4 guys the first 3 innings and they all scored. And it just puts you in a bad spot. I thought... You know, we tried to hang in there a little bit. We made their guy work, got him up close to 100 pitches in 5 innings, but we just couldn't keep it close enough to make it a very good ball game after that.
And it was a tough one for Randy Rosario as well. I know he still is learning as a young guy, but an outing like this, are you concerned what you saw from him today?
It's a young kid who's, still trying to get settled in a little bit. I was hoping the second time out be a little bit more composed. He got the big strikeout, but when he went back out there, you know, we had a chance to make a play and the ball scooted in the left field, and then 0-2 he hits a guy who scored as well. The inning got away from him after that. The tendency that you see with a young guy is they try to throw it harder and they try to spin it a little faster, and usually it backfires, and that's the case for Randy tonight.
Hector had been tinkering with his mechanics with the home runs that he's been giving up lately. Was there any indication that the tinkering was responsible in the first?
I think that your sides are meant to try to work on things that you might feel are a little bit flawed to make corrections. I can only compare it to a hitter, and when you get in the game, you got to play. You can't be thinking about mechanics and those type of things. And if it's a distraction for him right now, and that's part of the reason his command is hasn't been there for him. I'm not sure, but he didn't come out. It didn't look like he was throwing particularly hard early. I don't know if, bullpen, I guess, was, not great and not horrible, but he just wasn't able to carry it into the first inning.
Is Alex okay after being hit by the line drive?
Yeah, I give him credit for staying in the game because it was a direct hit, but thankfully it got pretty much all calf muscle. I'm sure it's pretty sore right about now. Probably will be... have to deal with some soreness for a couple of days, and we'll see how quickly he can respond.
And the decision to use Eduardo behind the plate in the eighth inning, have you just been waiting to try it and see?
I thought about the last time Chris pitched was all too recent. And there might be a day where he has to go back there and catch someone other than Chris. But with just the situation there to give him a little experience, I don't really find it humorous or comical. It's just one of those things that you hope that, somehow it might provide a little benefit if he ever does have to go back there. And to catch Chris probably makes more sense than throwing him in there against Kinsler or somebody. So I didn't really want to put Castro in the game for one inning, given the score and where we were at.
Does Eduardo have catching gear, or did he have to borrow?
He had to borrow. That's why we had to go through a couple chest protectors to find one that didn't make it look a little silly.
And Chris? He's been somehow he gets guys out.
I think it was our cleanest inning, but I'm not sure. The seventh was pretty good from Buddy as well.
The Twins try to bounce back Wednesday behind Edilberto Mejia as he battles Giovanni Gallardo.